Now to that other controversy swirling around the World Cup, this one about match fixing. You might have seen the scoop in the New York Times over the weekend detailing the match fixing that allegedly took place in the run-up to the last World Cup. That was the tournament held in South Africa 4 years ago. The world soccer man William Troop is across the story. First of all, what exactly happened, William?
Well, what seems to have happened is that in the run-up to any World Cup, all the teams like to play what they call friendly matches, matches that, you know, the result doesn't count for qualifying or anything like that. And what seems to have happened 4 years ago is that South Africa, the country that was hosting the World Cup, a gambling syndicate managed to get its own referees assigned to these games. And the referees threw the matches by awarding a penalty when there wasn't a penalty and things like that. There were a number, like five, six, seven matches that were suspect. And the evidence appears to show that some of those matches were rigged.
So this did not involve actual World Cup games, though, right?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. There is no evidence that actual World Cup matches 4 years ago were rigged or fixed. No actual matches leading up to the qualifying to the World Cup were rigged. So these were friendly matches that were kind of manipulated for the only purpose of making money in gambling.
Of course, these are allegedly rigged matches that happened in 2010. This is 2014. One wonders, since this only got cited this weekend in the New York Times, what's happened in the interim. How big a problem do you think this is in soccer?
Well, it's actually quite a widespread problem, and it appears to be driven by gambling syndicates in Asia, specifically in Singapore and Hong Kong. And I should also point out that this is betting not exactly on who wins or who loses. Betting syndicates will assign a spread to a game. Mm-hmm. You know, Team A will beat Team B by at least 3 goals. You know, how many goals will be scored in the first half versus how many goals in the second half, that kind of stuff. And it's actually something that has surfaced in many countries, especially in Europe, where the soccer leagues are quite high profile and involve a lot of money and a lot of high paid stars.
So the question I have for you, William, is this going to affect the World Cup that's coming up in Brazil next week? Possibly any of the qualifying matches leading up to this World Cup, were they bogus results? In which case, are these groups of death really all that deadly?
I think they are as deadly as they appear, to put it that way. There's no evidence that any of the qualifying matches leading to this World Cup have been fixed. And there is no evidence that there is any specific danger that the games during the World Cup will be fixed. And that's really for two reasons, that once you get the World Cup involved, the stakes are so much higher for everybody. And the players are making so much money anyway that they're less susceptible to the kind of bribes that we're talking about. In the report in the New York Times, they mentioned referees taking $70,000 as a bribe to throw a match. $70,000 is not a lot of money for some of these guys, players and referees, who are going to be taking part in the World Cup in Brazil. So I think there's not as much of an incentive there for them to take a bribe.
Yeah, and with the stuff we just heard about Qatar, the pressure is definitely on FIFA to put on a good and clean World Cup.
Exactly. The stakes are really high for FIFA, and especially also with all the protests in Brazil about the tournament's cost. I think FIFA is going to keep a really close eye on this one.
The world's William Tripp. Thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome.